All right. We're back with another Pointless Sports Opinions episode. I'm here. Caleb. Chase is here across from me wearing no sleeves as always. About three-fourths of the way through the pre-workout. So this is going to be a... We're going to be lively, name that scrub at the end of this. And then we got Yevgeny behind the camera.
He
gave us the knock it off.
I want you to listen to me. Call me Yevgeny one more time. We're going to have a problem.
Follow us on Instagram and Twitter at PSO Sports One and Pointless Sports Opinions on everything else. Bingo. We have a SeatGeek link.
True.
Please use the SeatGeek link. If you need, what are some events? The Nutcracker?
No.
What else?
It's past.
Oh.
Not anymore.
It's Jingle Fest.
Jingle Fest, yeah.
Disney Junior's dance party. And then, can't remember.
There was
the
another one?
There was one more.
The Blues. Buy Blues tickets.
Blues tickets, yeah.
The link is in all of our social media. Just click the link. It takes you right to SeatGeek. Mm-hmm. Buy your tickets through there. It helps us out.
Oh, Wicked. Wicked's coming. For all
oh,
you.
Yeah. How'd you forget?
I know.
Your favorite.
I'm just too excited about it.
Please use the SeatGeek link.
Please.
It'll help us out.
Please.
That's really the only reason why. I mean, use it. We have an NFL podcast that may already be out, may be out soon. I don't really know what's going
to
happen.
It's all up to you, Kate. But you know what? It's finals week. You take your time, release it, whatever
my
you
finals
want.
Week next week.
Really?
Yeah.
My shit's all due Sunday.
Oh, mine's next week.
Well, I have one thing due next week.
I have a class Friday morning, then I'm done.
Friday?
Yeah.
I have a class, two classes tomorrow, and then I'm ripsky because I'm going to be getting digged on Thursday, and I'm not going to be able to go to anything.
What does that mean?
Get my nose digged out.
Oh. Well, you should clarify that.
I'm going to have my nose removed from my body.
Get digged on.
And guess
on the
who's
pod.
Not going to get sick anymore? Bingo.
Does that mean you?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Fun fact. The way, here we go. We're going to break into something a little bit. So the way your nose is set up on the inside, it's supposed to be a straight passage, okay? Mine looks like a greater than symbol, which is why that whenever I get sick, it's because my nose doesn't flush out the right way. Also, in your inside, under your sinuses here, it's supposed to be like a river flow type thing, you know? Goes in and out with your nose, okay?
Okay.
On one side of my nose, it's just a dot because it's just didn't develop that way. So whenever you get sick, your sinuses drain out through your nose. You get sick, goes out, you know, runs, you're fine. When I get sick, one side drains out, and the other side tries to put as much shit through that little hole as it can, and sometimes it can't. Mm. So then it just keeps getting more and more mucus in it, and I keep getting sick.
I hate when the hole's too little. We're talking about the NBA. We're talking about the NBA today. And Chase's nose. I feel like this is an awkward beginning now.
No, it's a great beginning. Giannis put up 50 against Utah.
Yeah, he did that. That's a thing he did. 50 points, 14 rebounds, and 6 assists.
God, amazing.
The Bucks are 17-3.
Good team.
A great team.
Very good.
One
team.
May say. They're third in offense, third in defense.
Still going to finish third in the East, though.
Maybe. Probably not.
Probably not.
Giannis is averaging 31 points per game, 13 rebounds, and 6 assists. They've won 11 games in the row. Are they the best team in the East? Me and you both said in our bold prediction pod that they were going to finish behind the Celtics, and the Sixers were the best team in the East.
That's one of the bold predictions.
But I think we were wrong about that. I think we got the best team in the East incorrect.
We got good old Joel Embiid dropping 0 points.
I think it may be the flying Antetokounmpos.
That guy, I mean, he's absolutely insane, and the way this team's built around, it's built around him. And I like the way their offense runs. You got those role players. I mean, some of them are a little better than role players, I'd say. Guys like Lopez and Bledsoe on, you know, DiVincenzo started the other night.
Dante.
Yeah.
I wanted the Celtics to get him, but they didn't.
I don't know. Wesley Matthews, isn't he on that team?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. So they got a lot of guys that are stepping up.
They got dudes.
Yeah. And when Giannis drives, he gets, also. He's just dunking on people. That 50-point game, it's easy for him.
Versus Utah. This isn't a cream puff.
No.
This is legit
Quinn
dudes.
Snyder is known for a defensive team.
This is Giannis going through Rudy Gobert.
And Conley up front.
And
Conley can sneak a hand in there and get a steal or something.
Like, I don't know, man. It's just impressive. We might be on our way to another Giannis MVP season.
Which I'm completely fine with because this kid's great.
You know, you never know what's going to happen, but it very well could happen. Are they the best team in the East? Right now, yeah. Right now, they are the best team in the East.
Statistically, yes.
Philly is underachieving. Boston doesn't have Giannis, and those are the only two. I mean, you could throw Toronto. I think Toronto is in the mix. They are in the conversation.
Right now, they're second in the conference.
So, I think if you're putting those top four, just like, you know, the years past, up against each other, I definitely think the Bucks have the upper hand because they have Giannis.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Most definitely. And a lot of these guys in the top four aren't going to hold out. I mean, Miami's in the top four.
Well, yeah. I was just talking about Toronto, Philly, Toronto, Boston, and
like I said, Joel Embiid got shut down completely the other night.
Yeah, 0 points.
But it just seems like it's more likely for Joel Embiid and Ben Simmons not to show up than Giannis not to show up. You know what I'm saying? This team's more consistent than the 76ers.
Simmons has been kind of underwhelming this year.
Well, yeah.
He made a three.
He did. That was probably the most eventful thing that's happened.
Yeah. When they made the three.
That was nuts. Wait, that's embarrassing.
It's a little. Yeah. You know? A little embarrassing.
It's like you guys clapping really loud whenever I make a shot. You know? It's like, yes. Okay. I get pumped and I'm like, wait a second. I just made one basket. This kid's got seven.
Wait a minute. I just hit a layup.
A wide open one.
On a breakaway.
And my friends are cheering for him. But yeah, I like this team. I've always liked this team.
Except when you picked them to finish under the Celtics.
I did pick that. But I do want them to get a second star. They need that. I'm going to preach that this whole season.
Do they need it to make the finals? I don't think they do.
No.
But you might need it to win the finals. But to make the finals, I think they can get there without...
Yeah.
I mean, unless you... It's just so hard to take Giannis out.
And this is a lot... Yeah, this is a lot of wear and tear on Giannis.
He affects the game in so many different ways.
You can't just keep rolling him out 80-plus games, 75-plus games. Doing this every single night just to get wins here and there. You know, this is going to wear on the kid. He has to do good every single game.
They're definitely a contender.
He's improved his jump shot a shit ton, too. He's averaging like maybe a three or
I think he just shoots
threes.
More.
Yeah, he's shooting them a lot. He's shooting consistently. He's developed his jump shot faster than Ben Simmons, which at one point I thought they were probably about the same level.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's shooting more. He's not really making anymore, but he's definitely shooting more.
He's probably hitting about a three a game.
I guess he is making more, technically, but he's making them at the same clip, the same percentage, essentially. Yeah. You know, it is going to improve.
He's like Joel Embiid, except he gets assists.
Well, every three he takes is wide open, so it's going to improve.
Yeah.
So it has to.
Yeah.
But him shooting the ball is like throwing a ping pong ball in a trash can to us. Like, his hands are so big. Like,
it destroys it. This guy's he's impossible to guard whenever he's on. But he's probably the most dominant player in the league.
Well, that was my next question. Is he the best player in the league right now? On a night-to-night basis in the regular season, is there another guy you'd rather take over Giannis?
I'd probably take...
Night in and night out.
Night in and night out? Not just one game?
No, not just one game.
Giannis. Yeah, it's without a doubt. If I'm like one guy I can build around for an entire career, it's Giannis. One guy on draft number one overall out of any player.
You build around Giannis over everyone?
Over everyone, yeah. Who would you pick? LeBron James.
No.
No? I would pick Giannis, yeah.
Okay. You're allowed to do that. I think that's more than...
Who are you picking?
I don't know. I'd consider Luka.
Hey, that's a good one. I'd consider him too. Maybe after like four or five picks.
I just take a little thought about it.
A little thought. But I'm not... if I'm building around one person, it's Giannis. Without a doubt.
Okay.
I think Giannis is a lot more dominant than Luka.
Okay.
You know.
Maybe.
Luka's not going to lead you to the NBA Finals, but then again, Luka's not.
Not this year.
He's not in the East.
Luka's also 20.
Also true. Giannis is like 25, 26.
Yeah.
He's young, you know. But Giannis is the most dominant player in the league.
Yes, currently he is.
And he's the best player in the league. The only thing is there's a lot of pressure on him.
I don't really
know. He has to show up every
night. What's the list? Giannis, LeBron, Harden. Kawhi.
Kawhi's got to be up there.
Kawhi's just so load management.
But that's the thing. That's why I said one game or night in, night out. And you said night in, night out. And
I think the top two are probably LeBron. Or not. It's probably Giannis and James Harden, probably. Yeah. And Luka's somewhere in the top 10, top 7.
Easily, yeah.
So,
you got Joel Embiid, and, I mean, you can throw him in there.
Maybe.
He impacts games sometimes when he scores.
Sometimes.
Sometimes when he plays and scores.
Yeah, he's been great. The Clippers beat the Mavs. I put this in here because I asked you last week if the Mavs were contenders or pretenders. In this game, you know, they got a little humbled.
Yeah.
They lost 114-99. Kawhi had 28. PG had 26. Lou had 21. So they all played well. Luka had 22, 8 rebounds, 6 assists. He was 4-14 from the field. Porzingis didn't shoot well in this one either.
He hasn't shot well in the whole freaking season.
So you see him playing games like this, but we're going to talk about another LA team they played a little later. And
They
got humbled a little bit.
They did.
So I don't really know what to say about the Mavs. I don't like the Dorian Finney-Smith.
Yeah, I don't know.
Their wing rotation's not awesome. They hit threes. So, and Luka gets guys open shots, which I think is
crazy.
Probably the most underrated part of his game. But really, Porzingis needs to step it up a lot.
He needs to, yeah. Like, this is.
And I looked up his averages because I was going to put him in here for this, and they're not even that bad. He's averaging like 18 a game.
That's okay. I mean, that's honestly what he's just kind of doing in New York.
You just don't feel like he's making a huge impact when they play. You're just so focused. I don't know if that's because we're so focused on Luka. I mean, Kristaps has never played with a guy like Luka before, a very ball-dominant, I'm-going-to-find-you-open-shots guy.
Yeah.
I mean, not to this extent anyway. But
yeah, he was the only guy in New York.
I kind of just put this in there because of that.
He's coming off he was out a whole entire year, too. So
yeah.
And that's a pretty big injury. It was ACL?
Yeah. I believe so. And this team has flaws. That's all I was saying about this.
Boban.
Boban. God, can't talk about the Mavs for 5 seconds.
He's a big flaw. I was saying he's a flaw. He just ran off the court. Yeah.
Well, he doesn't get on the court that much.
Yeah, 4 minutes the other night. I keep track.
He stomps through the floor.
They're just doing load management with him.
Yeah.
They're going to unleash him.
Saving him for the playoffs.
Last 20 games of the season, he's going to average like 30 minutes a game.
Yeah, and he's going to shoot threes. It's going to be amazing.
Fingers crossed. I got my tissues ready in my room.
Why do you like the insanely tall guys? Is it because you're short?
I don't know what it might be. because I'm obsessed with anybody over the height of 7'3", rushes to parts of my body.
Not a long list.
Not exactly. That's why it's exciting when you see it. Boban, Taco. Yeah. Oh my God, dude. I loved Yao Ming when I was a kid. Shaq.
I was listening to
Shaq was 7'2", but he was like 350. I like the big brutes.
I was listening to a Bill Simmons podcast with Daryl Morey on it, and he was saying, you know, Daryl Morey is
the GM
for the Rockets.
He's the guy that got China stuff.
Yeah. He was saying that Yao Ming was one of the hardest people ever to get the ball to in the post.
Because
if an athletic person would front him, they'd just jump to pass every time. I thought that was interesting because he's 9 feet tall and they can't get him the ball.
If you watch him play, though, back in the day, to be honest, he was slow. Everybody over this. That was kind of like the end of that era of bigs. Because right after that, you got who?
And they're not super athletic.
Who'd you get right after that? Big center. Next big one.
Why are you asking me? Shaq?
No. Shaq Dwight? Was before that. It was Dwight. Because that was the evolution of the game. But Yao was like the last half of it. Like the last guy that could average 20 and 10 being just big.
So yeah.
It's just a transition in the NBA.
I guess so. Yeah. The Celtics played the Nets, and they played them twice. And I was really pissed that they only won one.
Okay.
So they win the first one, 121-110.
The chants were amazing.
Oh, by the way, no sign of Kyrie in Boston.
Yeah. Where's Kyrie?
No sign of him.
Where's Kyrie chants?
If there was
did you like that?
If there was a search party, they couldn't find Kyrie.
Why is he not traveling?
He was in hiding. He was incognito.
He's like, I'm staying.
Because he doesn't want to go to Boston, where he screwed over all these fans and his big long Instagram post. God, if you would have told me 2 years ago that I would hate Kyrie in 2 years with a burning passion, I would have been like, damn, he must have did something really fucked up.
He's kind of a piece of shit.
God.
Yeah, what was that Instagram post? I didn't really read much into it.
Basically, it said. The fans are being. Sports are fake, basically, what he's saying. Nothing's real, which I honestly use that argument a lot because I would say I like to dive into sports and get
and
pissed off
about
them
fans,
because it's all
fans
fake.
Fans turn on you, too.
Yeah. And it's all like a show. And it is a show. But You brought this on yourself. You Day did this one. All.
You guys have had me yes. back.
What the
I'd
fuck?
I'd love to be here.
This is your fault. Yeah. Moron. You can't do this. You can't act the way you acted the past year and a half and then get mad when people are pissed off at
That's
you.
That's like me saying I'm quitting this podcast. Caleb's a piece of shit. After I just said, hey, I'm going to be here forever, which I always stay because I love this podcast. And then I'm like, hey, Caleb's a piece of shit.
Yeah.
He never appreciated me.
Caleb doesn't do the right things for this podcast.
Yeah.
Caleb doesn't know his role for this podcast.
He doesn't.
I'm just sitting here like, I'm just trying to make pods.
you're
calling me out to the media. You and Yevgeny against me.
The media. Nobody. There's no media for us. If I announced that I was quitting this
pod. To our moms on Facebook?
I know that I quit this pod. It ain't nobody's tweeting at us. No shit's happening. I'm getting two likes, and it's from you two.
Our close friends and family, you get two likes and two replies, and they're both gifts from us.
Yeah, probably one from my mom if I post it on Facebook. She's like,
why are you quitting? Were they mean?
What about, what's your friend's name, your old friend?
Jim Parker?
Yeah, would he be devastated?
Oh, yeah.
We'd devastate some people. Jim Parker, Zach Page.
Zach Page would be pretty sad.
Yeah.
Be like, hey, PSO broke up. Now you got me thinking I'm sad.
Shouts to G-Men. Anyway.
He also said I had a better outfit than you, man. Let's keep going.
Yeah, I think that may be a gimmick. The Celtics played the Nets twice. No sign of Kyrie at the first game. He was not in the United States. He was off the grid.
Good for him.
Underground somewhere. Not good for him. Show
no,
your damn
Boston
face.
Boston would have destroyed
yeah,
him.
Yeah, and you deserve it. You deserve every bit
Where
of it.
Is Kyrie?
Yeah, good. Should have been worse. This was the Kemba game. This was a game. He put up 39. 13 and 24 from the field. He hit six
good.
Threes.
Young kid's pretty good.
He just put it on him, and it was awesome. Because you know why? Because he replaced Kyrie.
Because he's a good man.
And he is so loved by Boston and Boston media.
And Charlotte fans. He got a standing O.
Oh, well, yeah. He might be their best
Tribute?
Player in franchise history.
Well, that's not a very long list.
That's what I'm saying. So, of course,
Gerald
Charlotte's
going to
love him.
He was up there.
So, he was
Michael
insane, hitting free throw line jumpers like nobody's business. Jaylen Brown had 22 and 10. They won that game by 11. But then they go to Brooklyn and they lose. Mm-hmm. 112 to 107, Tatum at 26, Kemba at 17, and it was the Spencer Dinwiddie show.
He was on Name That Scrub one time, remember that? No,
was
no,
he
wasn't. He was on, we're talking about the, what's it called? All-Star thing, Skills Challenge.
Oh, yeah.
Remember, and I said he played for Detroit.
Oh, my God. That's way back. That was in my mom's house.
Yeah.
Holy crap.
I said he played for Detroit. He's probably what inspired Name That Scrub. I couldn't name a guy that averages probably about 15 a game and is a great role player.
He scored 32 points. He had 11 assists. He took 19 shots in both of these games. He just made 10 of them this game.
He's like Scary Terry whenever Kyrie was out.
6 for 8 from three. The Nets, just like the Celtics, are right now better without Kyrie. They pass the shit out of the ball, and they play within themselves, and guys like Spencer Dinwiddie can flourish.
The whole point of this season is to wait until next season. That's it. Well, the only thing I don't like is the fact that, I mean, Kyrie is going to be, he could average probably career highs this year. It wouldn't surprise me, but that team's going to be running the mill. They're going to win games. They're going to lose games. You also got Jared Allen that's, whenever he's playing, is going off, doing great things, and then you're still throwing DeAndre Jordan in front of him. This whole Nets team is—it's just set up for next season. Nobody gives a shit about this season.
I do. I want to see them lose a lot.
I do too, but they're—I hate to break it to you—they're going to be a 5 seed.
Maybe
if that makes you happy.
Maybe if Kyrie doesn't play, they might be a 5 seed.
Maybe.
Dinwiddie's awesome.
Very good role player. I like the kid.
He's more than a role player. I think
he's a role player.
He's been like pretty above average for like 2 seasons now. And he's awesome when Kyrie goes out.
Like a LaVine.
This is a guy that, no, he's better than that.
He's better than LaVine?
Yeah.
Spencer Dinwiddie's better than Zach LaVine?
I'll take Spencer Dinwiddie over Zach LaVine.
I don't know about that one.
I don't need Zach LaVine scoring 28 a game for a team that wins 10 games. That's just not
Dinwiddie's
viable
gonna
to
do
me.
The same thing.
Yeah, but the Nets are good. They're fun.
They got better players.
They're frisky.
There's nobody on the Bulls.
11 assists.
Okay,
come
you
on
switch
now.
Roles. You put LaVine in that situation. He's dropping 50.
Give me Spencer Dinwiddie every day of the week. And
he's
twice
a good.
On
he's and you know what? He's a good.
He's awesome.
He fits in any situation you throw out there.
Yes.
You don't have to run him off the floor.
Correct. And he's awesome.
He's a good team guy.
He's taken Kyrie's taken away the Spencer Dinwiddie minutes, and I'm pissed off about it.
I can tell. Think you could put them on the floor together?
Yeah. I mean, whoever you're going to put on the floor with Kyrie isn't going to get the ball that much, yeah, which sucks.
True.
He's probably going to play every second without Kyrie, which isn't going to be a lot.
Yeah.
Melo, we're just going to keep talking about Melo. I think this is the third week in a row. He's playing well.
We just, and it seems like each week we give him the stats of each game that, yeah, he's played.
And that's what I'm going to do. You know why? 25 points, 10 of 20 from the field, 4 of 7 from 3. 19 points, 9 of 11 from the field. Oh, boy, didn't hit a 3. 23 points, 8 of 16 from the field. Hit 1-3. Lillard's back. He's playing well.
They've won games now.
They've won 3 games in a row. 2 are versus the Zach LaVine-led Chicago Bulls, but who's counting?
Yeah.
And he was named Western Conference Player of the Week.
I don't like that.
I don't either, because James Harden averaged 47 points last week.
And Luka's
averaged a triple-double.
Why was he named Western Conference Player of the Week?
I don't know, because we miss Melo, I guess.
But it's not an award based off the fans. It's an award based off of who's the best player of the week.
I don't have the answers.
Is that an actual thing?
Yeah, he got it today.
Co-player of the week. Who was it with?
Western Conference.
Oh, I thought I said co.
No. I made this doc.
It's a horrible abbreviation. It looks like West co-player of the week.
Yeah, that's what he is.
No, he's not the co. Here, I got you. Okay. But I'm sure I'm pumped about Melo, too. I love Melo. Everybody loves Melo. We all hope he does good. And he has done good. He's going to keep a roster spot, in my opinion. I think he's earned it.
Now he's important to this team.
If anything, if you're cutting anybody, give Hassan the boot.
Yeah.
You like him cussing him out every time he's going for a rebound?
Get fuck out of here, Hassan.
Yeah.
Got the shit, Hassan. I love that's probably number one, I think, I missed about Carmelo, honestly. Him shouting things as he jumps for rebounds.
Hey,
fuck out of here. I got that shit.
That's great.
There's like a Team USA put like a whole reel together of him in practice one year.
How does he talk that fast?
I don't know.
Like within the ball hits the rim.
He's been doing it for years.
Screaming.
For years.
And it's like
coherent. So what are we heading towards here? Is Melo their starting small forward for the rest of the year?
See how it goes. McCollum's been hit and miss. He's been struggling with a lot of injuries too, but see how it goes. If he's molding well with your starters, or if he's taking shot away from your starter, you don't want him taking shots away from Lillard and McCollum. As much as we want him to be good, you don't want that to happen. Throw him on the bench. But if he's working out and he's hitting threes, which he's done pretty good this season, leave him out there. See how well that floor spreads with McCollum, Lillard. Maybe take
Melo.
I was going to say Hassan's name. Put Nurkic?
Get him out. He's hurt.
Yeah, we'll throw him out there.
They're figuring it out.
Yeah.
Are you dying?
Yeah, I got a cough. But, yeah, see how it works out. I'm fine with it.
So, you say don't take shots away. He's going to, though.
Yeah.
Because that's Melo.
But
he's going to take shots from these guys.
When you got Lillard and McCollum out there, it's going to leave him some more open shots.
And he's going to take shots where you're like, ooh.
Why are you going ISO?
I wouldn't have taken that shot.
Why are you going
I wouldn't
ISO?
Have taken that long, too, with 20 left on the shot clock.
Why it's are you like, doing an ISO?
Yeah. I think
Stotts is a good coach,
he's
too.
He's definitely important to the team, and they've won 3 in a row against bad teams, but they need these wins because their record is so bad.
Aren't they like 8 games below 500 or something?
They're
like 8-16 last time.
I didn't
time
put
I checked.
It on here, but I don't really know. I think he's going to continue to play well. I don't know if he's going to continue putting up 20.
No. There's no way in hell that's
going. One thing I was impressed about was he took a post up, and he kind of faced up and then dunked it.
Like, yeah, off 2 feet. I saw that. That was cool.
I was like, whoa.
He looks like a good NBA player.
Yeah.
I mean, he's averaging 15.
Looks like he's managing his load for the last year and a half.
Yeah.
And he's ready to play. So
they're 8-12.
Hopefully he keeps playing well. And if he does keep playing well, I don't know if we're going to talk about him next week. We've talked about him the last 3 pods. Yeah. You realize that?
Yeah, I do that on the NFL pod. We talked about Trubisky for like the entire season, and I was like, nah, I got to.
Yeah.
No more Trubisky talk.
Well, he did, though. We talked about
a little
Trubisky.
Bit, but yeah, but I didn't put him in the main one.
Oh, okay.
It's different. You got so much crap, we don't get to go through every single game that's happened in a week.
Yeah,
know?
That's true. That'd be too much.
Way too much.
Luka averaged 32, 10, and 10 in November.
Western Conference player? Oh, never mind.
No. No, not Western Conference Player of the Week.
No.
He was not worthy. Because Carmelo.
You think he can honestly keep this going the whole season?
A triple-double?
Close enough numbers.
Yeah.
Say 28, 8, and 8.
Yeah.
You really?
Yeah.
Damn. That's a lot.
I mean, he has to if they want to be good.
If Kristaps, yeah.
He's capable of carrying this team. This is who, listen.
He's been playing professionally since he was 16.
He's way better than I ever thought he would be, and I thought he was going to be really good. The guy, he's hitting step-backs on LeBron.
The thing I like about him, too, is he's not fast.
He's not afraid of the moment, and he's not fast. You're correct.
He's not fast. Like, the whole league is based off, like, John Wall was drafted mainly because of how fast he was and athletic and all this stuff. And Luka is not fast at all. He's just finessing.
And he's methodical.
You know,
he knows how to use his pump fakes.
I hate using
the
comparison. Reminds me a lot of Dirk.
Dirk,
the way they
nah.
use the footwork.
I feel Paul Pierce. That's a
Paul
good
Pierce
one.
Is good. Paul Pierce is never fast either.
Paul Pierce is slow as shit.
But Paul Pierce couldn't facilitate a game like Luka can.
Oh, no, you're correct. I'm just saying the way he scores.
Yeah.
His real comparison is Harden.
Yeah. Harden's kind of quick, though.
He is.
And
he's
Harden gets
quick.
The line and shit. Luka's more.
Luka gets the line. And he facilitates the game. And he puts up. He stuffs the stat sheet.
I like Luka's game a lot better than James's, though.
Yeah.
Mainly because Luka doesn't rely on getting to the line. I hate to say it about James. James Harden's an unbelievable player, going to be one of the greatest scorers of all time in the NBA. Could even possibly be the greatest scorer in the NBA
Whoa.
Of all time. Just throwing that out there. But
Whoa!
Yeah. He gets to the line enough. Yeah, hell yeah. But Luka's game translates. It's like Kawhi. Everybody compared to James, these guys don't lean on anything. They can beat you any way they want to beat you.
This leads into my next point. The Lakers are 17-3. That's really good. But they played the easiest schedule in the league. They've had 4 games against teams that are above 500.
Mm-hmm.
Out of 20, they played 4 teams that are winning teams.
I guess I never really noticed that.
And they played the Mavs twice. They're 1-1, and they're 2-2 in the games against 500.
Who's the other team they beat?
They beat the Heat, I think. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they lost to Toronto.
Hmm. What about the Clippers?
Oh, yeah, they lost to them on night one.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go. So I think it's 5 teams then.
Yeah.
Or I could just have this stat totally screwed up. But I know for a fact that they have I know for a fact that they have the easiest schedule in the league.
Hey guys, it's Caleb while I'm editing this. I realize I did screw that stat up. They've played 6 teams over 500 and they're 3-3. So I wasn't that far off.
Because I looked it up.
Nice job. Research, baby.
Will this production even out?
I think so. I mean,
like, to what extent?
Drop into a 3 or 4 seed.
Whoa!
I don't think that's not bad. It's not bad at all.
It's not bad, but it's shocking.
It's not shocking.
It is.
They don't.
It's a little shocking.
Look at this team. Look at how it's set up. I mean, the role players are playing good as of late. KCP's kind of picked it up a little bit.
Sure.
You know, I guess. But
just like Trubisky has picked it up a little bit.
Exactly.
They're both better than dog poop.
Yeah. It's not hard to improve when you're at the bottom, as I always like to say, just like this podcast every week.
Just get a little better.
Just a little better. Rock bottom's here. We're here, baby.
About 4 inches from the floor now.
Yeah, that's right. Wiener size away. But, yeah, I can see them evening out to about a 3 or 4 seed. AD and LeBron has worked out a lot better than...
I'm kind of scared because the health hasn't... Like, AD isn't healthy.
No.
But
they're still winning games.
But... He's going to miss games, right? He's playing in games right now.
Yeah.
He's going to have a little stint where he misses games. LeBron normally doesn't have those stints. He did last year.
Which is rare.
But I'm a little scared for that because they're pretty healthy right now.
As soon as AD's out, you're throwing out the same team you had last year.
This is my weekly Andre Iguodala mentioning. Just waiting in the wings for him.
We'll
hoping
talk about
to God.
Guys we talk about every week. Hey, Iggy, you got to get out there, man.
Hoping to God he comes there. Otherwise, they need to make a trade. They need to do something because they are playing these cream puffs. And, you know, they're 17-3, so it's working right now. But once you start hitting the grind where you're playing these better teams, it might get a little tougher. And the games are going to get a little more physical.
Yeah.
Not going to be as efficient. The role players aren't going to be as good because role players aren't as good on the road or against good teams. That's just a thing that happens. And they're going to rely heavily on LeBron and AD, which, I mean, they do already. But the production, you know, could come back down to earth a little bit.
Well, it wouldn't be surprising.
I don't think they're going to keep up a 60-win pace or whatever the hell they on, 70 wins, 60 wins, whatever it is.
It's probably 70 at this point.
So we'll see. Luka did go into, or I don't know if it was in L.A. actually, but he did beat the Lakers as of late.
You see that deep three he took on LeBron?
Yeah, the step back. No fucks.
He's so slow. Such a slow step back.
The step back looks
just
good.
Went in.
All he does is
it's beautiful.
Create separation. Bop, bop.
Yeah, and
we hit those.
He's so even keel about everything, too. He doesn't get nervous. Like Kristaps, when he's playing in New York, that's what I think of when I think of a young player playing, you know, in a really intense game. He's just like scared and lost. He missed like his first four shots. Luka goes out there against LeBron James in step backs. He's like, I played against these guys.
He's not scared of the moment,
since
dude.
I was 16.
What is that accent? Yevgeny?
Yeah, it's Yevgeny.
Sounds Yevgeny.
He doesn't like it.
I don't think he does.
No. You might have to toss the Yevgeny.
Might receive a strongly worded letter in the mail.
Saying that he's done doing PSL. Yeah. Luke's going to be the one that makes the post. Recently, I've been made fun of for a lot of things, and I've realized that my friends are not the ones at PSL.
Sounds like you already wrote it out for him.
Yeah. It's in my drafts for whenever I'm quitting.
But the Lakers are good, but we don't know how long they're going to be good.
Hopefully
I don't think they'll
time.
Drop to a 3 or 4 seed, though. I don't think so.
It can happen.
Who's gonna jump them?
Dallas.
The top of the West hasn't been... I mean, we look at them, and they've all been kind of shaky. Utah always starts slow, so I'm just waiting for them to have their second half
Clippers
jump.
Clippers look kind of
at this point.
A couple games.
The Clippers are the Clippers. They're going to be awesome. Denver's 13-4 quietly without Jokic even playing that well.
Yeah.
Dallas is 13-6. Houston's 13-6. Utah's 12-8.
Dallas picked it up though. Dallas was about a 500 team. Couple.
And the Andrew Wiggins Minnesota Timberwolves are back. Are 10-9. Yeah. And those are the only teams above 500 in the West right now.
Damn.
It's not even 8.
Wow. And yeah, the Pelicans. They don't have Zion. They're struggling. Ingram.
It should be soon, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Should be.
Should be.
So keep an eye out.
Yeah, hopefully.
Glad you said that.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Minnesota or Phoenix holds the 8 spot right now at 8-10.
Phoenix.
8-10, yeah.
Without Ayton.
Quickly came back to earth.
After
their 7-2 start.
Did we do a contender or pretender on them?
No.
Thank God.
Because that's not worth it. The next contender or pretender.
Oh shit, I didn't even notice that.
Oh, we have it.
What a lead in.
I'm going to tell you who they are. They're a team in the East, which makes this harder. Now, I remind you, contender pretender means, could this team make the NBA Finals? Is there a possibility of this team making the NBA Finals? Because if you make the NBA Finals, anything could happen from there. This week is the Miami Heat. They're 14-5, good enough for third in the East, tied with the Celtics, and just a loss. Have one less loss than the Sixers. They have Jimmy Butler, who's playing very well, averaging 18.5 per
game.
Looking
like the leader.
5.5 rebounds, 6.3 assists. They got a couple of dope rookies by the name of Kendrick Nunn and Tyler Hero, who are averaging about 30 points per game combined, and they're both shooting above 45% from the field. And Kendrick Nunn's shooting 38% from three, and Hero's shooting 40% from three. So these boys are hitting shots.
Hero, I did not expect any of that shit.
Oh.
I like Bam.
And don't forget about the boy Goran Dragic,
who's old.
Averaging 16 a game and also shooting a very high percentage. 46 from the field and 40 from three.
He's always been able to run a court very well.
Bam Adebayo. 13.9 points per game, 10.6 rebounds.
Replacing Hassan.
Better
good.
Than Hassan.
Ooh.
Have said it for a while. Hassan Whiteside sucks balls. Bam Hassan does not suck balls. Bam Adebayo.
Bam
said,
Hassan does
Bam
not
Hassan.
Suck balls. Bam does not suck Hassan's balls.
So I ask you, Chase Young Walther, the Miami Heat, are they a contender or are they a pretender?
See, the one thing I love about the Miami Heat this year, they're honestly one of my favorite teams.
Pat Riley
and
Spoelstra.
To mention
him. It's Eric Spoelstra.
Spoelstra. This guy's, he's been leading these teams to playoffs and fringe of the playoffs with guys just like this. He's been held back a little bit by Hassan, you know, working around that, but they thought he
could.
Gonna...
they trade for Chris Paul?
No, quit saying that. What do you say that every week?
Because they could.
I don't want them to. No.
That could help them.
No.
Yeah.
No, you got Dragic. Dragic's fine. Don't ruin any of this.
I'm just asking.
You got Duncan Robinson.
Yeah.
Dude dropped 30 a couple of weeks ago. Yeah, he did. They got a good team. They do. And I love how they're set up.
14-5.
All these young guys that not many people know about. I didn't know nothing about none. You like that one?
That was terrible.
That was fucking horrible. I didn't know shit.
People aren't even going to know that's a joke.
No. Kendrick Nunn's been good. Jimmy Butler, he said whenever he left, he said, I can lead a team. He's trying to prove it this year, and he's doing a good job. Now, are they contender or pretender? They're pretender. There's no way in hell. There's no way in hell this team's getting out of the East against Giannis, against even the Celtics are a better team than them, I think, honestly. And then the Sixers, no, it's not going to happen. They got
almost had you.
They got a NBA championship caliber coach, NBA championship caliber GM, but it ain't going to happen. I'm sorry. They just don't have the firepower. These kids are doing great. You know, they could be a high seed. Everybody hates whenever I make the comparisons to former teams like the Atlanta Hawks back a couple years ago whenever they were a 60-win team. I could see this team doing similar numbers, 50, 55 wins. I could see it. They just bowled well together. They're a good team. They can make a couple upsets in the playoffs, maybe over a Celtics team, maybe over a Milwaukee Bucks team, but you're not going to make it to the last dance. It's just no chance.
They've beat the Bucks already.
Congratulations, regular season.
They've beat the Rockets.
Congratulations, regular season. Pretender. It's not going to happen.
That's about all their notable wins. Okay. It's the Bucks and the Rockets.
You know, they could be a 50-win team, and I wouldn't be surprised. Actually, if you would have told me before this season, I'd be surprised. But now, no. This is a great team. Right. And it's not built around that many great players.
You said great team?
Yeah. It's a great team. They're a great cohesive unit. Not individually. I wouldn't trade half these guys for a shoebox filled of my ass cheeks.
Oh, come on.
No. I'm not trading for maybe Jimmy Butler. But none? No. Dragic? No. Hero? No. Bam? No.
I like these guys.
I like them too.
I like the Miami Heat.
But you know what I like them? I like them together. They're a great team together. Yeah,
they are together.
That's what I'm saying. But individually.
But they're a pretender?
They're a pretender.
You already hear first, Pat Riley. Chase says you ain't legit.
I didn't say that about Pat.
You ain't legit,
no,
Pat.
Pat. No, Pat, I love you, Pat. You built a great team that's going to be a high seed, that's going to make. But sometimes, just because you got a good team doesn't mean you got a championship-caliber team.
So what's their ceiling then?
55 wins.
That's a lot of wins.
It is a lot of wins.
That's a shitload of wins.
Three. Yeah, I can see it happening.
Holy crap.
That's a shitload. Yeah, I can see them as high as a fucking 2 seed. Wouldn't surprise me.
I think 50 wins is their ceiling.
They're a cohesive unit. They do really good this season.
When I asked that, I meant where do they exit the playoffs?
I could see them making it to the Eastern Conference Finals.
But they really just can't get over the hump.
No, I could see them getting 4-0 in the Eastern Conference Finals.
Okay.
But, yeah, I think, yeah, that's reasonable.
I think
kinda
second
like, they're
going
to be kind of like Toronto this year. Toronto's a good team. But
Toronto's better than the Heat. No? Oh, we need a Toronto contender pretender?
Maybe.
Find out next.
No. Toronto's a pretender, too. I'll break that
I think second-round exit for the Miami Heat.
Which is fine.
I also think they're a pretender.
Thank you.
I just wanted to make you say they were contender.
Did you like my lead-in? Did you think I was going to say contender?
I did.
It
was good.
Thank you.
It was a very good lead-in.
Yeah. Curveball.
I tried to edge you. No. Tried to push you over the fence there.
No.
Didn't work. It's unfortunate. All right. It's time. It's time for everybody's favorite game. Chase just made a disgusting face at me.
My back hurts.
Luke, what time? Luke. Luke just said there's a lot of games.
Absolutely wonderful.
We're screwed.
Let's go.
Luke knows what time it is. They're both studying together. It's basically a team effort at this point. It's time for Name That Scrub. This is a game where I ask Chase random NBA players to see if he knows what team they play on. Chase has 3 lifelines. One is the man behind the camera, Luke Baker. If he knows the answer, he could tell him. He can't look up anything yet. He's been doing his studying. I hope he's not studying right now. No. Pencils down, books closed.
Pencils down.
His second lifeline, he can ask me how many wins the team has, and he can ask me the third lifeline is he can ask me what conference the team is in.
Okay.
Chase, Got it. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Number one, Chris Chioza.
I have no fucking idea. No idea. None.
Chris Chioza?
Whatsoever.
Went to Florida.
He could have went to fucking East Mary University. I don't know who the fuck that
Would
is.
Would you like to use a lifeline?
Conference. Get that East. Shitty one. Orlando, final answer.
It's incorrect. It's incorrect.
Who the hell is he?
You didn't give much effort on that one.
I don't know who he is.
Luke,
I've
did
never
you know
of.
That one? Luke didn't know that
I
one.
Had no idea who the hell that is. Washington?
Chris Chioza, Washington Wizards.
Oh, that was my second guess.
How about it? Number two.
Here you go. You happy? I'm missing a question. I'm going to go over. You happy?
Number two. I'm not sure if I know how to say this last name. Mark Gudurich.
Oh, shit. I actually know that one.
Oh, he knows it.
I do.
He knows it, he says.
Give me win-loss.
Mark Gudurich.
Is that...
They have won six games.
Six?
Yes. They're okay, 6-13.
Well, that ruins
Mark Gudurich. Gudurich. I don't know. Does it matter?
Actually, I saw this name. Six wins. Is that the Nets? I think it's the Nets. I'll go with the Nets. Final answer.
It's incorrect.
Damn it. Who is it?
Plays for the Memphis Grizzlies.
Shit. My bad.
You weren't even close.
No.
You're
Sorry.
On there.
Sorry.
In the Midwest. Did you know that one, Luke? No. Oh, no.
Fuck.
I don't think Luke studied very much.
Neither I
think he was lying
obviously.
To you. All right. This
I'm
one.
Go over for the first time this season.
This one, it's easy. Okay. I gave you.
Every time you say that, I don't know.
I couldn't even get it out.
Okay.
I'm lobbing you a softball.
Go. Give me the softball.
Nigel Williams-Goss.
Luke.
Nigel. Nigel Williams-Goss. He used the last lifeline. Luke has no idea. I don't think so.
I don't think so.
Nigel.
He's a fucking two-way.
Nigel.
I'm going over.
Nigel Williams-Goss.
Give me Charlotte. Final answer.
Incorrect. 0-3. It's the first time we went 0-3.
Are you happy? Look at your smiling little ugly face.
I'm a little happy. Brings the average down to 7-18. What a disappointing way you can name that scrub.
What a disappointing right when piece we thought- of shit. What a piece of fucking trash right you are. Look at this piece of fucking shit looking across me.
Right when we thought you were making a step up, you just let the people
we
down.
We believed in you, and you fucking blew
you
it.
You were starting to build a fan base. Luke was starting to establish some confidence in his
Who
guy.
Who was he playing for?
Who?
Whatever his name is.
I just
is.
Told you, Utah. Didn't I?
No.
Oh, Utah.
You didn't say. You were too busy destroying me.
The Utah Jazz. God. Nigel. Nigel Williams-Goss. Nigel.
Nigel.
All right.
God damn.
That's it for Name That Scrub. 7-18 on the season. He's had better weeks, ladies and gentlemen. Chase, do you have a final thought?
I do. Thursday, okay, I'm good. Getting surgery, and I'm kind of nervous.
Good luck.
That's it.
That's it?
I'm getting my nose taken off.
Okay.
I'm scared.
Good luck.
Thank you.
First of all. You know, I
hope it doesn't change. People are saying it might change my voice.
Who knows?
I don't want that. I got a very distinctive voice.
We got a new podcast. Freshen it up.
Be like, hey, how's it going?
New guest. What if you what if you come out sounding like Mickey Mouse? Hey, guys.
I don't think it's going to mess with that.
Hey, you said
it
changed
my
voice. It
messed with the nasal. See how I sound nasally? We talked about this. I sound nasally.
Nasally.
And it's instead of nasally, it's going to sound more clear.
It's getting cut up, as you'd say.
Oh, it's getting fucking torn to shreds.
So good luck.
Yeah.
You get lots of good drugs.
I can't wait for that. Can't drink, but I'm going to be loaded up on a whole bunch of other shit.
Yep. Don't let Chad get a hold of them. Oh, anyway, my I'm final thought, it's so going to take some action for you, and I'm going to cut it up for the people. I need you to go to your Instagram right now, okay?
Oh, I'd be
no,
doing
just
that.
Pull up Instagram. It's not your Instagram. Pull up Instagram.
Okay.
What'd you think? I was going to call you out? Did you do some sus shit on Instagram that I missed?
I don't know. You looked at me. Who I'm liking.
You gave me a look like.
Okay, I'm on Instagram.
You got it up? Okay.
I'm on him.
Look up Jason Derulo.
Is that the singer?
Yes.
What did he sing? He sang that one song that's really popular.
Tell me when you have his profile up.
I got it. Who's this hot chick on his profile?
He posted a picture recently. I just want your reaction to this.
Holy shit. Oh, my God.
I want you to describe what you're seeing.
We talk about Lawrence Johnson's a lot on this fucking pod, but that dude is fucking, he's hard. There's no way he's soft. That thing could do damage.
What are you seeing? Tell the people.
If that wiener was a weapon in a role-playing video game, it would do about 500 damage per hit. That's how big this wiener is. This wiener would tear apart anybody. And I mean anybody. You know, Angela White, Alexis Texas, all these porn stars, they could not, I've not seen a wiener this big.
Describe the picture.
Describe it. It's a man walking on water.
It's Jason Derulo.
There's a wiener that is connected to a man. I think the wiener's holding the man up from what I can see so far. He's wearing a chain around his neck. He's in his underwear.
What's it look like he's doing? Looks like he's like walking on the beach, right?
That doesn't look like a beach. It looks like he's on the side of an ocean.
Looks like he got out of water, right?
Sure.
He's fresh out of water.
His
with
wiener
some,
just
like,
woke up.
With some jogging shorts on.
So it woke up Jason Derulo, too.
With some jogging shorts on. His wiener nudged Jason
His
Derulo.
His wiener's like, hey, we're getting up, man. Let's
gotta
go.
Piss. and Jason Derulo is wearing some very sus shorts. Then his
38,000 comments.
His peen is horizontally strapped.
Oh
to
my
his
god!
Thigh.
We talk about side pipes. That's a whole fucking be frank.
Did your wiener ever sit like that on your leg?
My wiener doesn't. My wiener doesn't compare. And my wiener is.
He just has that thing strapped to his thigh.
Oh my god. This makes me feel like I got a fucking crushed up raisin in my pants.
Nice little tube of chapstick.
Yeah, Tic Tac. Good lord, my wiener could be hard 7 times and it wouldn't be that
Should we post this under our podcast just so people know what we're talking about?
No, just
go look up Jason. What's the date on it?
November 21st.
Go look up Jason Derulo's Instagram picture from November 21st.
We should honestly not even say who it is and just think we're talking about some random dude's wiener.
No. Incorrect. Go look up Jason Derulo's Instagram picture from November 21st.
Good lord.
And watch and listen to this last, you know, minute and a half again.
That scares me.
Yeah. So that's it. That's my final thought. I wanted to show you that. Thought it was an interesting pick to throw on the gram.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Try to make a chest tackle on that guy. You poke your eye out.
Can't get close to him, dude.
Yeah. No.
Not to his front side.
He's just freaking running with that
spear
thing.
Spear you away.
It's literally, yeah. I've seen those knights that run at each other on the horses and shit. That's like one of those things. He doesn't even need one.
Lord. Oh, my God. All right. Spread the word.
Spread it.